Thanks for downloading this Joy 94.9 podcast. This is Pop Quiz on Joy.
It's got a long tail.
Like a donkey.
Let's do it.
Get ready to match the stars.
Our first contestant tonight.
Poll the recent studio audience. Look at these exciting prizes.
Brand new show, Tired Old Compere.
Hello and welcome to Pop Quiz on Joy 94.9. We're coming to you from locations across metropolitan Melbourne. Joy is, of course, Australia's LGBTIQ radio station. You've landed here on episode 29 of Pop Quiz. It's our weekly quiz show covering news, popular culture and some pretty obscure stuff. I'm your host, Dee Mason, but the person making all the big decision is Joy 94.9's number one bell ringer and Pop Quiz official adjudicator. It's Gayley Davidson.
Hey, house is looking great.
Thanks. I cleaned up a little bit.
Oh, nice job.
Gail, this time of the show, after I've welcomed you to the studio, I like to give you a question without notice, just to let people know that
you do
know stuff. Recently in the
so
news.
So far, we've proven I know nothing.
That's right.
But,
and that's, recently in the news, there was stories of people flushing items down the toilet that are not supposed to be flushed down, things such as T-shirts, paper towels, wet wipes. Mm. And they're causing what is known in the biz, as in the number two biz, as fatbergs in the sewers. Recently,
I love where this is going, Dee.
Recently, one was found in Melbourne. But my question is this. To the nearest ton, what is the largest fatberg ever discovered in the human world? Mm. And where was it?
I'm going to say 40 tons. And I'm going to say somewhere in the United States of America, because that seems likely.
No, Gail. In fact, it was 84 metres wide, weighing 90 tons, and it was found in Liverpool. Gail, as you know, each week we pit a human personality from the real world and pit them against a Joy celebrity. Of course, in the time of COVID, these things just don't seem as possible as they should. So what we do is we like to have a show we call Pop Quarantiers. And this week, the special guests that we have are both newsreaders from Joy. So, Gail, tell us, who is our number one newsreader today?
Dee, it's the pop quiz you have when you're not having a pop quiz. Our first newsie out from behind the desk is known to listeners and Joy celebrities alike as the Irish one who reads the news. Little known fact, she's a killer at karaoke, with her go-to tune being Zombie by her beloved countrymen, the Cranberries. And with just the right amount of encouragement and vodka, she could be persuaded to do it at any function, including perhaps this one. She was born in Ireland, but called Australia home for 20 years. If you need something done, she'll be on it like a car bonnet. She's here to represent the letter L and claims to have the sourdough starter at home to prove it. Rolling with the pronouns she and her, it's Joy's own Tits McGee, otherwise known as Judy Kelly.
Tits McGee.
Yeah.
Welcome to Pop
Captain
Quiz.
Of the
first
news.
First time?
Thank you. That was first time. Very
first
excited.
Time. I love that. Love a bit of that. You have no idea what's about to happen, except that you're a massive fan of the show, I'm sure. So welcome.
You bet.
No, you bet. Great to have you with us. Now, taking on Judy today is a fellow newsie. By day, a lawyer and academic. And by night, an off-duty lawyer and academic who reads the news on Tuesdays for Joy's Drive show. He was voted as in high school as the most likely to be the future host of the midday show, but sadly he outlived the program and, well, here we are. Born in Melbourne, Australia, identifying as one of our staunchest allies and rolling with the pronouns he and him, folks, it's the unflappable Mr. Richard Foster.
It's always so much better when somebody else says it. I'm playing for the car, by the way.
Playing for the car? Yeah. Well, you might be lucky and get one of those little pins.
Hang on to your hats.
Richard, are you aware of the craze that is gripping the Joy newsreading team, of which I'm a very proud member, but I haven't partaken in this? Are you familiar with nude news as a concept?
No, very familiar with it. I understand pioneered by the young Judy sitting there.
Yes.
No.
Weren't you the first nudie?
Niles.
Oh, I just got on board. Yeah.
got on board.
I pioneered the tits at 10 years.
It's a subgroup of the nude news.
On it like a car bonnet.
If you look carefully on your Joy Teams network, you'll see tits at 10. by Judy. Judy Kelly, is there any truth to the rumour that you've threatened Richard Foster with the Monday morning brekkie shift for the rest of the grid if he beats you here today?
Oh, I haven't, but thank you for the idea.
Apologies to our Monday morning news reader. Because, Judy, you are the prefect of the news team. Tell us, Judy, about scaling up the news program for the COVID crisis. What's happening in news on Joy?
Well, we are doing a lot more news bulletins. So we're doing hourly news bulletins. We are finding most of the news is about COVID these days. We're trying to appeal to sort of nationally. So, yes, it's all good. And we've got about 25 newsreaders on board now reporting from home. We're recording in our bedrooms mostly. And it's been great. You know, we haven't missed a bulletin since we started doing it about 3 weeks ago. Lots of people have stepped up doing more work, learning the new tech. So it's been really amazing to see how everyone has just pulled through with Joy News.
Okay, Gay Gailey, you are the official Joy 94.9 pop quiz adjudicator, are you not?
Indeed.
For the love of God, how is all this going to work?
It's going to go like a bought one, D. There are four rounds. We'll explain it all as we go along. Each round will start and end with this sound. You can buzz in at any time, but if your answer is incorrect, your opponent will hear the rest of the question and have the chance to steal a point. The winner goes home with our prize du jour.
Prize du jour, Gail. That sounds like a good time to prize open the doors of the gift shop. Tell us, what's our lucky winner going home with tonight?
Dee, we may not have been able to maintain much, but we certainly are consistent with the quality of our prizes. This week's prize brings together those two obvious bedfellows, open wounds and casual dining. Yes, it's an unopened packet of 24 pizza-shaped Band-Aids. Because who doesn't look at a gaping sore and think, pizza? The box encourages your touch and feel, but I wouldn't do either. Tonight's winner could be stuck with a pepperoni Band-Aid, hopefully without the anchovy smell.
Okay, it's time to test your buzzers. Judy Kelly, have you brought along, yes, as requested, a noise-making device? Your buzzer will sound like...
I have indeed.
Oh, can you hear that? Nice. Cut through. That's got cut through.
Bike approaching. Well done. Okay, and Richard Foster, your buzzer sounds like
it's
this.
It's going to be a slower start, but here we go.
If you've got some visual with that, otherwise we'll just think you've sat down on something funny.
Do raise it up when you have a go.
Okay.
Gailey, it's time to get your own dong out and ding it super hard because it is time for round one.
Round one will be a shoo-in for these two as it's news of the week or thereabouts. Buzz in and win 1 point for each correct answer. You have 3 minutes to answer as many questions as you can. Man bites dog when your time starts.
Now, the US president has ceased funding to which international...
Richard?
The World Health Organization.
Correct. Because it's their fault.
It's all their fault. Scientists have warned that physical distancing may need to be in place until when? We lost them at scientists.
Richard?
I'm going to say 2021.
It's actually 2022.
Boo.
Due to lack of herd immunity.
Herd.
No more touching.
What is the theme of the increasingly popular bin isolation outing movement on Facebook? Bin isolation outing. I'm a fan.
You're not on Facebook enough.
Is that true? Gail, tell them.
It's dressing up to put the bin out. Because the bin goes out more than we do these days.
Yes. Tom Hanks hosted the first ever remote episode of which US comedy show?
Judy Kelly.
Saturday Night Live.
Correct.
The International Monetary Fund has forecast a financial slump not seen since what event in the 1930s?
Judy Kelly.
The Great Depression.
Correct.
Which regional council has voted to cut ties with its Chinese sister city, Kunming?
It was a deep dive to find that bit of news. Richard, I can see you.
I mean, it was Dubbo.
It was not Dubbo.
Oh.
Do you want to have a crack, Judy, Kelly?
Was it Moreland Council?
It was not Moreland Council. They're probably all lining up. Yes. It was Wagga Wagga because China lied to the world.
On,
you were close.
It looks to me like Judy's on two and Richard is on one.
He's on one.
Safely staying away from that Monday shift, working famously.
Yeah, that's right. Yes.
And
well done.
You're actually sweating doing it because she's only got two. Hey, Gailey, it's time to get your dong out again. It's time for round two.
Round two is our culture segment, and this week we're playing a game we call Lose of the Week. where we test your knowledge of newsreaders, journalists, and etc. in the movies. Win a point for each correct answer. Crossing live to you on location when your time starts.
Now, what was the name of the movie in which a weatherman finds himself inexplicably living the same day over and over again?
Judy Kelly.
Truman Show?
Incorrect. Richard Foster for the Steel.
Groundhog Day.
Correct.
What was the name of the groundbreaking TV comedy in which Mary Tyler Moore plays a television news producer? Also one of the best theme songs of a TV show ever.
And the answer's in the question.
It's not that hard.
Judy Kelly.
Was it the Mary Tyler Moore show?
Yes.
Mary Tyler Moore show, to be sure.
For sure, sure.
Sure, it's the Mary Tyler Moore show.
You walked into that one. Come on.
Shut up your arse.
That's right. So you have been here for 20 years, haven't you?
There's the sound grab right there. In broadcast news, what happens to Albert Brooks' character when he finally gets to read the news?
If you haven't seen it, I can highly recommend.
That was Judy on O'Donnell.
Is that the one where he ends up like sweating like a bastard?
Yes. He sweats like a bastard is exactly what I've got written here.
Where would you see game show host and sometimes TV news reporter Guy Smiley? Where would you see him, that Guy Smiley?
Richard.
Sesame Street.
Correct.
Who were the first all-female anchors of the weekly update on Saturday Night Live?
Judy.
Was it Amy Poehler and, what's her name?
Yeah.
Tina Fey.
Yes, correct.
Okay. She had a quick Google then. Painful, like this.
We got there.
Yeah.
Ooh. Look, I'm just going to ask one more question. In the 1976 movie Network, what does the TV anchor played by Peter Finch encourage everyone to yell out the window?
Judy.
Is it shove it up your arse?
If you pray see it, it sort of is. I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Is that where that comes from? No idea. Well, there you go. Hey, well there done. That's the end of round two.
Woo!
Well done. Hey, Gailey, are you madly adding up the scores?
I am. Luckily, there's not a lot of points to add. And Richard, so far, you can sleep in on Monday mornings because Richard's on three. And Judy's on five.
Wow.
Oh, take it away.
Hey, if you have just joined us, I think it's fair to say. I think it's fair to say that you've missed approximately half the fun if you've just joined us. This is Pop Quiz on Joy 94.9. That's our weekly news and popular culture quiz show. I'm your host, Dee Mason. I'm joined from her own warehouse by Joy's chief adjudicator, Gailey Davidson. We are halfway through a heated battle between two of Joy's beloved newsies, head prefect of news, Judy Kelly, the Irish one, and the lovely Mr. Richard Foster of Tuesday Drive. Gailey, let's push on. Let's go ahead and do round three.
We're mixing it up this round with a multiple choice round. You will each be asked your own set of questions, so unhand your dongers. This week, we'll play a game we call Knowledge in General, where we test your knowledge of any number of unrelated facts. Win a point for each correct answer. Judy Kelly won the toss and was elected to answer first. It's the end of the world as we know it, but your time starts
now. A gilt is a female what animal that hasn't had babies yet? A gilt, G-I-L-T. Is it A, a pangolin, B, a pig, or C, a lizard?
I will go for C.
Lizard.
You'd be wrong.
What is it? A pig.
Oh,
a gilt.
Little piggy gilt.
Which of these is the name of one of Brad Pitt and Angela Jolie's kids? Jax, Vivienne, or Scout? A, Jax, B, Vivienne, or C, Scout?
I'm going to go for A.
No, that was a trick question because Pax is one of their kids,
yeah.
But Vivienne is one of the twins.
Mm.
Right.
Question three. Michelle LaVaughne Robinson is better known as who? Is it A, Michelle Schacht, B, Michelle Pfeiffer, or C, Michelle Obama? Michelle LaVaughne Robinson. Michelle Schacht.
I will go for A, whatever Michelle that was.
Michelle Schacht.
That was Michelle Schacht. It is, in fact, Michelle Obama.
Really? Mm. If sending a text message, what does LMK mean? Let me know, lost my keys or lick my knee.
Oh.
Or all three.
It depends who you're sending it to, surely.
Well, that's yeah, right. I think
context
all
is
three,
everything.
But A.
Let me know.
Yes, correct. Let me know.
Final question for Judy. What is the highest grossing arcade game of all time? Is it A, Donkey Kong, B, Pac-Man, or C, Space Invaders?
I will go for Donkey Kong, A.
Absolutely wrong. It's B, Pac-Man. Right. Only because it outlasted Space Invaders and was there before Donkey Kong.
Big round of applause for Judy. Well done. But now it's time for Richard, the equaliser. Richard, this question one. What is unusual about the Australian Fitzroy River turtle? Is it A, it can eat things five times its size? No big deal. I can do that in isolation. Or is it B, it breathes through its bum? C above. Or is it C, it has poisonous claws? The Australian Fitzroy River turtle.
Or D, it makes its way into a trivia question.
Yes.
I'm going to say C.
Poisonous claws.
No, it breathes through its bum.
Well done.
So it can be down feeding and breathing through its...
Do you know what? And the humans are going to adapt to that over this coronavirus period.
We're all going to come out.
Which celebrity was born Stevland Hardaway Judkins? Was it Stephen King, Stevie Wonder, or Steffi Graf? Stevland Hardaway Judkins.
C.
Steffi Graf.
It was Stevie Wonder.
Really, Stevland?
Yes.
Who knew?
Which of these was an invention of Professor Frink on The Simpsons? Was it A, the bottomless beer glass, B, the pizza earmuffs, or C, the 8 months after contraceptive pill?
I'm going to say A.
Bottomless it beer was glass the funniest girl. One. It was the 8 months after what? Contraception
really?
Pill.
No.
Funny slash horrifying, actually.
Yeah. Question four for you, Richard. Snakes don't have legs, but what other what other body part? Do they not have eyelids, ears, or a liver? A, B, or C? Eyelids, ears, or a liver?
I'll say a liver.
No, they do have a liver. They don't have eyelids.
Don't they?
How can a snake drink? What do they need a liver for?
Transparent scale over their eyeball.
Gross.
Ah, there you go.
Even more horrifying.
Final question for you, Richard. North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un's haircut has a name. Is it called A, masterful, B, ambitious, or C, infectious? They've given it a name.
I'll say A.
Masterful.
Look, it looks masterful, but is fact ambitious.
Ambitious hair.
It's one of 28 approved haircuts.
in North Korea.
I'll have to brush up on North Korean haircuts.
There's a pun. Yeah. Yes. Hey, Gailey, how did our contestants do in round three?
Look, I've clicked and clacked to add the 1 point to Judy's. So she is now six. And I carried the zero and divided by the number I thought of for Richard, and he is still on three.
Doubling my score,
wow.
Judy.
Yeah. We were still, actually considering...
We've seen people come back in the last round.
Oh, I wouldn't bank on it.
We were actually going to call this show Are You Smarter Than a Newsreader? And we didn't.
It's obviously going to depend on which one, isn't it?
We've got one round left, though. Gail, tell them how it's going to work in round four.
Round four is our old favourite, Obscure News, where we test your knowledge of random matters from around the world. Win a point for each correct answer. It's not a cure, it's just obscure. When your time starts...
Now, a first-time flight in a fighter jet in France ended badly when a civilian passenger accidentally grabbed what in fright?
Richard.
The ejector?
He did.
Well done.
It's absolutely right. He grabbed the eject handle, his parachute deployed, and he landed in a nearby field, but was terrified.
Oops. A photo of a 93-year-old woman in isolation in Pennsylvania went viral this week. She was holding up a sign saying what?
Richard?
Bring more wine.
No, that was another lady.
That was another one. Yes.
Judy Kelly for the steal.
Bring more sourdough starter.
Oh, what a lesbian you are. Yes. I need more beer is what it says.
Oh, close.
The ghost of Christmas future.
A company specialising in what has donated their entire stock of disposable scrubs to an NHS hospital in the UK? A company specialising in what? My guess is it's not medicine.
No, it's not. Sexier than that.
Mm.
Richard?
Sex toys.
No, it's not that sexy. Pull yourself together. It's medical fetish company.
Oh, well, it's kind of close. An Australian astrophysicist ended up in hospital after his coronavirus invention went wrong. What was he treated for? Stupidity is not the correct answer. But
no.
Oh, ooh, Judy?
Judy Kelly. Loud and strong.
Burns?
Burn.
Burn.
No, that's a very good answer. He had magnets stuck up his nose.
Mm.
It was unclear what his invention was.
It was trying to stop you from coughing, apparently, or touching your face. Back to astrophysics for him. A woman in the UK has lost her discrimination case against the Sun newspaper. Who mocked her for being in a relationship with what? Who mocked her for being in a relationship with what? And once you add UK woman, it could be anything.
Mm. And the Sun newspaper.
Mm.
Judy?
Stuffed toy?
No, that's a fair guess.
For the steal, Richard?
Say her cat?
No, no, I'm sure that's happened to a 100-year-old chandelier. She did clarify that they weren't married, they were just in a relationship.
Well, naturally.
Dozens of people were injured during the annual What Festival in Mexico in February. The annual What Festival.
Richard.
I'll say tequila.
No, well, I'm sure that happened as well. But is that just once a year? I doubt it.
Yeah, probably not.
Judy, do you have a guess?
Valentine's Day? I don't know.
Yes, it is a trying time, Valentine's Day. Exploding Hammer Festival.
Oh, that's
people
a thing.
Attach a mix of sulphur and chlorite to the ends of sledgehammers and smash them against rail beams. Strangely, that can lead to injury.
Back in March, when we could get together for weddings, an Ohio man bought what as his date to his sister's nuptials?
Richard.
His horse.
Oh, so close. I nearly want to pay it. It was, in fact, a llama.
Oh, no, llama isn't good.
Because when they were little, she was dreaming about getting married one day, and he said, if you get married, as little brothers do, I'm going to bring a llama.
Oh, at least it's
flash
a good
forward
reason.
10 years.
Yeah.
And he did. She was not amused.
Final question. One event that just snuck in before lockdown in the US Midwest was the annual Drive Your What to School Day.
Judy.
Tractor.
Correct. Oh. Absolutely correct.
Did you actually know that, Judy, or were you guessing?
Tractor.
I read all about it. Tractor.
Yeah, that's right. That is, of course, the end of round four, Gail, which is nail-biting stuff. While you're tallying up the final scores, because that's math that really needs some time, let's have some announcements from these guys.
Hi, my name is Georgie from Who Gave Me Genital Warts, and you're listening to Pop Quiz on Joy 94.9.
This is Pop Quiz on Joy 94.9. We're at the pointy end of the show, Gail. Are we in a position legally to anoint a winner, or am I required to break the glass seal on that old tiebreaker question?
We have a winner, Dee. I've got the quantum supercomputer here in the warehouse, and I find that Richard stayed steady for three rounds on three. Judy jumped ahead to seven and has won the Band-Aids.
Judy Kelly.
Great. They're going to go, oop.
Have
they'll go
you?
Great with your potatoes there, yeah. My friend.
Brilliant. That's all we've got time for. Big congratulations to both of our contestants, to Judy Kelly and Richard Foster. Massive thanks to Gary the Gazman, our news director, and to all the people who give up their time to sit naked in their makeshift home news studios and read the hourly bulletins on Joy during this coronavirus crisis. Shout out to Gay Gailey, the official pop quiz adjudicator, to our podcaster, the very silent James Holt. Don't forget, you can binge listen to all the pop quiz episodes via iTunes, Spotify, and that other one. There are already 29 episodes, so you best go out and simply get on it. I've been Dee Mason. Please don't touch people, then touch your face. We'll be back here next week, same pop time, same pop station on Pop Quiz on Joy 94.9. Hey! You've been listening to Pop Quiz, the podcast on Joy 94.9. You can catch us every Thursday night, 6:30 on Joy 94.9.